You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. 8 kids are hurt, 2 of them critically, after a tree came crashing down on top of them in California. This woman tells Fox News about the chaotic scene.
I just sort of jumped into the tree.
Varsity level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Inc. Office Depot, Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multipacks count as 1, ends 8-1.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is still not disclosing how he'll vote on the Iran nuclear deal. He admits he's feeling the heat to vote no, but claims he hasn't decided yet.
I haven't made up my mind. I've spent a great deal of time studying this issue. Last week I had 10 different meetings with people on both sides of the issue. It's a very serious decision.
Schumer, who's Jewish, is staunchly pro-Israel and has a large Jewish constituency that opposes the deal. However, he's in line to become leader of the Democratic caucus next year, and with it comes a different type of pressure. The Obama administration expects Schumer to stand firm on the pact and rally votes to prevent a veto override. Senator Chuck Schumer says he's in no rush to make a decision.
I'm going to give it very, very careful consideration. I'm not going to be rushed to a decision because it's so important. And when I come to a conclusion, I'll let people know.
The Arizona Cardinals are breaking a barrier in the NFL by adding a female coach to their staff for the 2015 preseason. And now fans are reacting. This man talked to Fox News in New York.
She's going to have to be one tough lady. I think they'll listen to her if she can earn their respect.
Cardinals have hired Jen Welter, who coached the Texas Revolution in the Indoor Football League. Welter is believed to be the first woman to hold a coaching position of any kind in the league. This female NFL fan in New York thinks Jen Welter faces an uphill battle.
I don't know. I think it would be a real challenge. It almost seems like you shouldn't mix the men and the women.
This young NFL fan believes he could play for a female coach.
I think I would need to respect her, first of all. So if she could demand respect and stand strong, I would definitely respect her.
This is USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Right. Well, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com. Running all over the world, I wonder if Julie Cully is a little homesick just hearing about the weather here in Flemington, New Jersey, while she's out there in Arizona being warm and toasty. So I have our homegrown celebrity athlete, Julie Cully, on the line. We're looking forward to a discussion with her about her career and an event that she is proud to have just recently received approval from here in Huntington County and up in Clinton. So I want to bring Julie in. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Now, make me feel bad. What is the temperature out in Arizona right now?
Well, actually, it is the desert, so we do get low lows here. So right now, it's about the same. It's 42 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it'll be a high of 69 today.
Just 69. Okay. We had 63 yesterday, so you're not making me feel too bad.
I know, but I was getting a lot of complaints last week. So I wasn't allowed to talk about the weather last week.
There you go.
In Huntington County.
All right, I digress. Please introduce yourself and give a shout out to some of your friends and family that might be listening.
My name is Julie Cully. I'm really happy to be on the show today to talk a little bit about my Olympic experience this past year. I run track and field to 5,000 meters, and I grew up in Clinton Township, so I want to say hi to everybody back home.
All right. And you are a North Huntington graduate, right?
I am.
All right. So you're a lion, a lady lion?
Lady lion. That's
all right. Up. Okay. All right. So you're in Arizona. What's going on out there? I tried to drag you back over here to the show. I didn't have the pull that I was looking for. So.
I usually come out to Arizona in the wintertime to escape the cold temperature.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, it gets up into the 70s every day here. So it's really easy for training. And I usually come out January through February, so anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks. And it's just a really nice time, after Christmas, after the New Year, to have something new to look forward to kind of spike training up a little bit and kind of get reset for the upcoming season.
So you're a snowbird. That's what you are.
I am a snowbird. That's what they call us out here. I'm okay with that. I am.
Okay. Most of them come from Canada, or it's they're senior citizens jumping down to Florida and Arizona, but that's okay. We'll let you have it.
Runners are the same, I guess.
Okay. The motivation's the same, certainly. All right, so we talked about that you're from North Huntington, and you grew up in Clinton Township. You graduated from North Huntington in 2000. You attended Rutgers. At any time during that time, now I know you have records and I know you were running competitively, did you have any idea that you would be doing what you're doing today?
No. Actually, I just have to correct you. I graduated in 1999 from North Huntington.
Yeah, I took it from your bio, so it's your fault.
It is my fault. I graduated from Rutgers in 2004, which is confusing for people because I stayed a fifth year to finish competing.
Okay.
But no, I didn't. I had a great high school program at North and an awesome coach, and we had an Olympian, Anne-Marie Letko, who went to North as well, and she came to speak to us when I was in school, and I just remember thinking that that was the coolest thing, and there was no chance I was ever going to look like her or ever be as good as her.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of an idolizing position that I was in. And it's really interesting to kind of look back on everything and see how it unfolds and where those thoughts kind of start to creep into your mind of, well, maybe that's what I'll think about doing in the next 8 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@huntington-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins. numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of
care. Please stand by while we try to reconnect. Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. The office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Genia Versa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Dixie here, coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, or your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter County. Well, doing something a little different today, so I apologize for a little late start. We broadcasting mobile and wasn't getting things connected quite right. But we're good. We're working now, and we're on our way. Let's see. It is Wednesday, and big news that I'm getting from the tech side. Today is Windows 10 release day. Look out. Do not do that anytime soon. Let the problems surface and let them get fixed. We'll do that. Traffic. I got to get you some traffic. Let's find out what's going on with the Hunter County roads. Let's see what's going on from HERTTMA.com. Well, you can register with HERTTMA.com. Do the same thing I do, and you'll get the local and the highway reports. Had a couple of alerts earlier this morning. 78 had an issue, congestion at exit 11 to exit 7 instruction. It's been cleared, and the delays are clearing, so that should all be good. Shouldn't be a problem at this point. And then an incident early this morning in Reddington Township on Route 523 at 7 o'clock over by Drayhook Road. There was an accident, and that probably should be cleared by now as well. That's it for right now. You can follow HRTTMA.com on Twitter or get the emails. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is going on today on HunterChamber.com? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk about the market's upside yesterday, see why that happened, and see if it's going to continue today. At 8:40, I have Diane Lane coming. We'll talk with her. She takes us traveling somewhere exotic on Wednesdays, so we'll talk with her about where that's happening. At 9 o'clock, I'm playing a best-of show, and that's going to be Julie Cully, who is an Olympian, also a high school graduate of North Hunter High School. She founded the 5K run, the run of the Sprint in Clinton up in Clinton Township, the town of Clinton. And so I had a great conversation with her back in 2012 after she had competed in the Olympics. So that's a great show, and hopefully you'll enjoy that. After me, it's Modern Design. It's Rich Scuderi. He comes on. He's a weekly radio show host. He's also a interior designer who likes to help people get the latest trends but do it on a budget. And Richard is always good about making sure he lets us know what his show is all about. And so I'm moving over to our Facebook page to tell you all about it. And Richard says that on today's show, he has John Leahy. He is a CIA graduate. I'm trying to figure out if he's talking about the actual it's Culinary Institute. Too many acronyms. CIA, 30 years of experience in the food business. And we'll talk of things home entertaining and what makes a good party. John, join us live tomorrow at 10. So that's Rich Scuderi doing a fine job for us. At 11 o'clock, we have Raising Conscious Kids Radio, Kim Pramatic. She loves kids, teaches kids, and wants to help you help your kids get to the next level in life. She thinks that they have tons of pressure nowadays, and they're technology savvy. So if you need to have some help and advice and just kind of commiserate with everybody, Raising Conscious Kids Radio is on at 11. Ruth Altamore Roll will help you with those emotional and mental issues that you might be experiencing, help you overcome them with parenting skills, anger management, stress management. She's on at noon. Hunter's Young Professionals, Gina Lentini, is on from 1 to 2, giving us insight into the entrepreneurs that happen to be running businesses today. Modern Design, Design Dilemmas, what Rich Scuderi is on from 2 to 3. He takes your calls, your tweets, your Facebook posts, and your emails and helps you
with your own design dilemmas. So make sure you get in touch with Richard to get those conversations and questions off to him. Talented people, Jeannie Murphy, Colleen Kelly, they're on from 3 to 4, and they bring us all sorts of interesting people who are up-and-comers, authors, public speakers, scientists, you name it. She's got it, and they're all part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations Stable. And finally, what is going on in real estate? It's Joe and Tony. They're Weikert Realtors from Clinton, and they help us understand anything and everything that has to do with real estate, and they will answer your questions as well. Tons of things to talk about, all on today's HuntingShipRadio.com schedule. Just follow it there. You can follow it on Twitter, on Facebook. You can follow it on our iTunes and Android Google Play apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a moment. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. There you go, a little Rufus Wainwright. Open up at BrownieLocks.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day. Doing the funky chicken. All right. Here we go. It is Garlic Days finishing up. It's Fancy Rat and Mouse Week. Finishes up on August 1st. And it's Satchmo Days starts tomorrow. And for today, I hope my mom's listening. It is Lasagna Day, Mom. So hopefully we're going to get that celebrated today. It's National Chicken Wing Day. And it's Rain Day. That's why we're playing a little Phil Collins. I wish it would rain. A little warm out there today. The weather, it's hot. We have an orange alert. So please take care of yourself. And hopefully we'll get a couple of storms to kind of clear things out. That's BrownieLocks.com, celebrations and observances for the week and the day. Pick something, get involved.
Smile on your face. Make the world a better place. Smile on your face.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Huntington County Democrat reported on the 28th that Eagle Scout Project creates community garden that will feed local families. Clinton Township resident Jacob Nemeth became passionate about feeding the hungry after a tour of Heifer International in Little Rock, Arkansas in 2008. Since then, he has been involved in numerous events and efforts to feed the hungry, including participating in Boy Scout food drives, delivering fresh apples to the Clinton Township Open Cupboard Food Pantry, volunteering in a soup kitchen in Israel, packing and delivering non-perishable food to the elderly with Jewish Relief Agency in Philadelphia, and running an egg sale resulting in the purchase of a goat and a sheep for Heifer International. So when Nemeth, a Boy Scout in Troop 55, Highland Park, began planning a service project that would help him fulfill his goal of earning his rank of Eagle, he wanted to build a community garden. A fortuitous meeting with Rabbi Evan Jaffe of the Flemington Jewish Community Center introduced Nemeth to the Giving Garden. The Giving Garden was founded in 2009 by Maggie Purcell and Maggie and Mike DeVersa as a means to provide fresh produce to local food pantries. With the help of volunteer gardeners and the generous support of the Schaefer family, the Giving Garden began growing vegetables for the Reddington Starfish, the Midland School, the Frenchtown Pantry, Family Promise, and other organizations it could help. Nemeth and DeVersa met and quickly realized they were a perfect match, a Boy Scout wanting to build a garden that would fulfill the requirement of leading an extensive service project benefiting one's community, and an organization that would use the results of his project growing and donating vegetables to feed the hungry. Last piece of the equation, location, location, location. The Flemington Jewish Community Center has a long history of helping its neighbors in several philanthropic efforts, including collecting food for the Flemington Food Pantry. Upon determining that a community garden meets its mission, the Flemington Jewish Community Center allocated a portion of its property in Sargentville Road for use by the Giving Garden. Nemeth led a group of volunteers in preparing the land, installing a 30-foot by 40-foot deer-proof fence, and building six raised garden beds, one double-stacked for easy accessibility for people with physical handicaps. Giving Garden volunteers immediately planted peppers, tomatoes, and eggplants. Most of that wood, hardwood, ware, soil, and other materials needed for the project were donated by local merchants, including Somerville Aluminum, Fox Lumber, Clinton, Sweet Valley Farms, Ringos, The Garden Gate in Flemington, Mendham Garden Center in Annandale, Riley Farm and Garden, Tewksbury, Paramount Facilities Management and Solutions in Raritan, The Home Depot, Walmart Center, Rosanna Signs, Flemington, and the Flemington Department Store. Even Ben and Jerry's donated 10 pints of ice cream to feed the volunteers. As a result of the willingness and generosity of people like the Schaefer family, Rabbi Jaffe, the Flemington Jewish Community Center, the Diverses, community donors, Jacob Nemeth, and more than 20 volunteers, the FJCC Giving Garden is thriving, and Jacob Nemeth earned the rank of Eagle on July 6th. To become a Giving Garden volunteer or support, contact Maggie DeVersa, 908-894-2060. There's lots of great things that came out of that story. The first one is the fact that Jacob acquired his Eagle Scout rank. Number two, the fact that he helped out the food pantries by the Giving Garden being able to do it. But the one that really wasn't talked about, the one that's the best one of all, is the fact that he got all those groups, businesses together to coordinate for one special purpose. And that's what makes Huntington County, and that's what makes this topic of Vitamin C for today. Our celebrity birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac for July 29th, 2015. We start off with Get Him to the Greek. That's Lino Fischoli is 15 today. From Ali, Maestro Harrell is 24. Space Jam, Penny Bay Bridges is 25. High School Musical 3, senior year, Matt Prokop is 25. Degrassi, The Next Generation, Monroe Chambers is 25. From Big Hero 6, Genesis Rodriguez is 28. From Jack, Todd Bosley is 31. Aaron Stone, that's the movie, the actress is Tanya Donati. She's 32. Smallville's Allison Mack is 33. The Hunger Games, Megan Hayes is 35. Guide and Light, Rachel Miner is 35. How I Met Your Mother, Josh Radnor is 41. Steven Dorff is 42. From Blade, Boys to Men singer Wanya Morris is 42. Star Trek, TNG, Will Wheaton is 43. Django Unchained, Ato Asando is 43. The Best Man Holiday, Monica Calhoun is 44. Days of Our Lives, Brian Dottillo is 44. From Psych, Timothy Amundsen is 46. Country music singer who sang I Love You, Martina McBride is 49. Crazy Stupid Love, Richard Stephen Horvitz is 49. The X-Files, Dean Haglund is 50. Saturday Night Fever, Lisa Peluso is 51. 52nd birthday of Alexandra Paul from Christine. Head of the class, Jeanette Arnett is 61. E Street Band singer, Patty Shaffa is 62. Documentarian, Ken Burns is 62. Producer of TV personality of Project Runway, Tim Gunn, 62. Rush singer bassist, Geddy Lee, 62. Goodfellas, Mike Starr, 65. The Devil's Rejects, Leslie Easterbrook is 66. REO Speedwagon keyboardist, Neil Daugherty is 69. The Sopranos, Tony Sirico is 73. Titanic, David Warner, 74. Emergency, Robert Fuller is 82. The new Christy Mintrals leader, who sang Today, Randy Sparks, 82. Zorba the Greek, Mikis Theodorakis is 90. Hockey Hall of Famer, Ted Lindsay, 90. Wagon Train, Robert Horton, 91, and comedian, actor, and Jack and Car Wash, Erwin Corey, 101. Apparently, if you were born on the 29th of July, you have longevity. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntshimber.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington, huntingtonshipper.com, right after the weather. We'll get to Michelle Heidi in just a minute.
Please stand by.
And I'll take with me the memories.
All right, there is the music of Michelle Heidi, who is on the phone with me. Good morning, Michelle. How are you? Hang on a minute. We don't have you patched in properly. 1 second, please. We need to get it done right, or I don't have the right cord going in here. Let's try that again.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got it.
Okay. All right.
Excellent. So,
oil prices and the kickoff, and so as you mentioned, across the board, we were positive. Even though when you take a look at the economic data that came out yesterday, we had consumer confidence coming in just under 91, and the expectation was for just shy of 100. The Case-Shiller home price index was up just under 5% in May. And when you take a look at home ownership, and it's interesting, I know that you've attended some of the workshops that Mr. Otto puts on in terms of the trends and things. Home ownership is at its lowest percentage rate since 1967. So right now, only 63.4% of folks here in the USA own a home. And it's interesting, not to go off on a tangent, but it seems like lately when I'm sitting down with clients and we're talking about retirement planning and things, a lot of them are looking to sell their home and initially rent because they don't want the expense related to the upkeep, and they want the ability to maybe move around a little bit. So we're starting to see that. Again, it's a very my client practice is a very small percentage of what's going on across the USA, but you know, it's, we're starting to hear that more and more.
Yeah, well, I think people are kind of, when they're retiring, they're a little bit more transient. And it's not to say that they're going to hop around, but I don't know if everybody feels nowadays that they have just circled a spot on in the area, the nation, and said, I'm just going to go there.
Right.
So they tend to find a spot to go, try it out for a little bit, not get the overhead of a home and the mortgage or whatever they need to do. And and the other thing I would say is, the last 10 years, it's pretty much told us that owning a home is not exactly as big an equity investment as it used to be back in the 80s and 90s.
Right. Exactly. So it's always interesting to hear the latest trends from the housing perspective.
Yeah.
Let's see. Shifting over to earnings, we had DuPont. Their earnings were in line. The revenue missed. We had Baidu. They talked that they had weaker than expected guidance for the current quarter. So they were down about 15% yesterday. And then we had Twitter. It was interesting. Shares climbed after the earnings surprise, which came in at 7 cents versus the 4 cents expected. But then it reversed its course after some comments were made by their leadership that, you know, they don't see any major sustainable growth for quite some time. So that kind of put a damper on the initial nice little shock of their earnings surprise. We also had Buffalo Wild Wings. They fell short of expectations as well. And then so far this morning, we had GlaxoSmithKline, Altria, both beating estimates. We had Yelp coming in as a slight disappointment. Gilead, actually, which announced yesterday, they had a huge beat, so their stock was doing pretty well after hours yesterday. And then overnight, we had China markets recovering. The Shanghai was up about 3.5%. So, again, it just continues to show you the day-to-day volatility that we're seeing over there.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I pulled up some data on China. And, you know, everyone knows that the Chinese are extremely good savers. And right now, their average household savings rate is approximately 30%, with rates for higher income earners estimated at about 70%. Could you imagine?
Wow.
I mean, U.S. is excited when our savings rate finally went positive again. we're nowhere near those figures. But it's interesting because people are saying, well, why is the market so volatile lately? Well, what's been happening is that, you know, similar to here in the U.S., that their bank deposit rate being held artificially low by their government. Mm-hmm. Many people have looked for returns in riskier opportunities, whether it's property ownership or stocks. And those are areas that are pretty new to Chinese citizens because a lot of them have just been in the habit of keeping money in savings accounts and that type of thing. So, you know, they go from being in super safe investments to the markets. And, you know, the initial, when they see the volatility, you know, they're not quite accustomed to buy and hold, look for trends, that kind of thing. So that causes, you know, a little bit of the volatility, not to say that that's the only thing that's causing it, but, it's just interesting to take a look at, you know, the overall mindset of folks over there and that type of thing. So So again, they had a little bit of a recovery this morning, and so that reflected positively on European markets. So they were trading higher. The U.S. markets are expected to open a little bit higher. And even though the Fed doesn't have a press conference scheduled for 2 o'clock, all eyes will be ears will be listening mm-hmm. for any hints. It looks like when I took a look at the current bets going on out there, there's about a 50-50% chance of the first hike to take place in September. Some folks are saying if it does happen, it might only be, you know, a whopping 0.1%, yeah. not even a 0.4%. So we'll see. Don't know if we're going to be getting any new insight today, but markets will be paying close attention to Jellin Yellen.
So she's not actually coming out with anything at 2 o'clock, or are they just going to release the notes?
It looks like they're just going to release the notes and that there's no formal press conference schedule.
Okay.
So we shall see.
All right. Well, a lot of stuff going on. The Twitter, you know, getting back to Twitter for just a second, they've been struggling for quite a while. They even had a change in leadership. Last year they were talking about how they were not going to be able to sustain their subscribers. So mm-hmm. they were just telling you what everybody else knew.
Right, exactly.
I don't know what that's all about. And Baidu, that's, you know, for everybody forgot about that. Baidu is kind of China's answer to Amazon.
Right.
And that thing took off like a rocket as soon as it was IPO'd. And so now it's got to actually do something.
Right.
And China, exactly. You know, China is, I don't know, where would you put China's economic evolution in comparison to our timeline here? It sounds like it's somewhere around the 40s, you know, after right. the war, when yeah. everybody was a saver in the 50s. And right. now around the 70s, people started getting into investing independently. Right. And then in the 80s, that's when all the cheap brokerages started to open up, you know, the E-Trades and right. all that. So you're going through yeah. an evolution. They're not using history to help them as a guide. They're doing it on their own. That was some great stuff.
Yeah,
wow, that was morning.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I know we're off tomorrow. I'll catch you on Friday, I guess, right? On tomorrow. So we'll do the best we can tomorrow weather, and they'll get through that, and hopefully won't be looking, giving you the evil eye on the way home.
Exactly.
All right, that's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle, Jeannie and Tony, are on Something's About Money at 11 o'clock, and they talk all about that, and they do the market update, investment update with me most days at 8:30 on Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take another quick break, and I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Please stand by. Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
Numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 20th in a new location at Hunterdon Center 711.
I got Diane.
Really cool. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Okay. I can't complain compared to what we had, the cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody forgot about that, right?
Oh, no.
Yep. Yeah, well, we're going to get a break from it for the next couple of days, and
I know. Okay.
All right. Where are you taking us?
We were touching base last week on the Bahamas.
Right.
And I don't know if you know, there's a lot down there.
But you teach me all the time.
Yeah, there's 26 inhabited Bahama islands. It's a huge spread out complex of islands down there. They're caves and whatever, and small islets and what have you. But Andros Island is the first one. It's really the largest island, but it's not developed like all the other islands are, which is like Nassau,
right,
and Grand Bahama, which used to be Freeport. So you have one of those. It's 2,300 square miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fifth largest island in the Caribbean. It has miles of deserted beaches, and they have freshwater lakes that are on the island. A lot of people don't understand. It's also the bonefish capital of the world, so people who want to go fishing, it's got it.
Yeah.
And it's also got the third largest barrier reef, 190 miles long.
Now, that's interesting. So that's competing with Australia, right? That's what you're talking about.
Right. It starts at 8 feet on the island side, and it plunges to 6,000 feet in the tongue of the ocean. It's a unique region because it has a lot of coral, low incidence of coral disease,
mm-hmm.
and they're keeping it that way. They have the largest national park system in the Bahamas. So it includes the Blue Holes National Park. They have a crab replenishment reserve. They have a marine park, and mm-hmm. they have the West Side National Park. So it's got the most blue holes in the square mile is Andros.
Wow.
So if you're looking for unique diving locations, that's where to go.
That's not too bad.
And it's got a lot of, it's a very laid-back lifestyle. It's a local charm. There's secluded beaches. There's nothing. You don't feel like you're in the Bahamas like you do when you go to Nassau, because Nassau is built up, Paradise Island, you've got Atlantis.
I'm glad you brought that up, because mm-hmm. when I hear about vacation spots and somebody brings up the Bahamas, mm-hmm. I got to say, I don't put it on the same level as Bermuda or Aruba and Curacao and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that we get more of that built-up element, kind of reduces, in my opinion, the desire for me to go to the Bahamas. But I got these other 698 other destinations I can go.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah. My God! Like, a lot of people don't realize. Like, now Bimini, Ponce de Leon came ashore there looking mm-hmm. for the Fountain of Youth. Hemingway found it. He thought it was the best place on earth. You know, you're only 50 miles away from Florida.
Yeah.
It's an unknown spot. It's got a fantastic marina made for boating and big game fishing paradise.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it is, but it's right there and nobody goes.
Wow.
Nobody talks about going there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the reefs and marinas and the clubs. You can go fishing and hire the boats. You really want to do something different, because the Barry Islands, that's right next door to Bimini, in between Andros, Nassau, Grand Bahama, and the Abacos, that's where the fishing is.
Mm-hmm.
That is where they go for big game fishing. It's the fishbowl of the Bahamas for bone fishing, for big, marine life enthusiasts. And it's a sanctuary.
Right.
It's uninhabited caves, and it's a whole series of islands. It's just out there.
Right. Wow.
So nobody knows. It's really simple to get there, you know?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. So logistically, what would I do to get to one of those?
You can take the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
You can fly from Miami. It's a 35-minute ride. You can fly from New York. It's a 2.5-hour ride.
Wow.
But to get to these islands, you have to really research it to see where you would hop. It'd probably be Miami or Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
If you're game to take the ferry goes to Grand Bahama, which is Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hop from the islands on the local plane. And they have the small planes.
Okay.
But make the arrangements.
Tell me the quality of the pilots that are flying those planes, please.
Oh, these are bigger planes. They've got 100, 200 people on the
plane. Oh, okay.
They're not little planes. They're big planes.
Okay. I thought I was going to have to strap on my goggles and stuff. Okay.
No. You might, once in a blue moon, get a pontoon plane. But not, you know, and they hold about 30, 40 people, depending.
They drop you out on a parachute, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, interest is, you can do it. Hey, you can see all the way down to the water. It's so
nice.
Clear, you know?
Nice, yeah.
But, like, Grand Bahama Island, which is old Freeport, is 58 miles from the coast of Florida. It's nonstop activity, a lot of entertainment. That's the straw market. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got historical fishing villages and beaches. It's trying to keep, you know, it has golf over there, and they're trying to do eco-sensitive adventures, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep it simple. But, like, Nassau is the port for the cruise ship.
Right.
Okay? So
right.
You have more going on there, but historically you have a lot of things going on there. You have a lot of history with the island. They have all the forts, okay, and they mm-hmm. have the water towers. They have this queen staircase. It's 66 steps. You climb every year. The Queen Victoria reigned. Each step was carved out of the limestone.
Right.
Overlooking Nassau and the harbor, okay? They have a huge garden called Versailles Garland that was built by the monks
mm-hmm.
in the 14th century. And they reconstructed it stone by stone. You got some lot of history. Christopher Columbus, he discovered this island, and every October 12th on his birthday, the entire Bahama Islands celebrate Columbus Day, or they're known as Discovery Day.
Wow.
So that's a big holiday season for them. And Junkanoo, the Junkanoo Festival, every year starts December 26th, Boxing Day, and New Year's morning. It's celebrated with, you know, they're just like you see in New Orleans, all the costumes, the rhythm, the mass, the rhythm, all that. It starts after midnight, though.
Okay.
So you got to stay awake.
Stay awake on the 26th or New Year's?
No, 26th and New Year's morning it starts. Yeah,
okay.
It's like it can run on and off, but the main 2 days are Boxing Day
mm-hmm.
and New Year's morning.
Okay.
And then the Exumas, and that's where I was telling you where the Tropic of Cancer runs through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can swim with the pigs.
Swim with the pigs. That one doesn't sound that appealing, but I guess it's entertaining when you get there.
Well, you feed them.
Dolphins, stingrays,
yeah.
Pigs, yeah. I don't know.
Well, at least they won't hurt you.
They won't hurt me. Now, can you give me some insight into the accommodations that are on these other islands?
Okay, well, in you have Atlantis, okay?
Right.
You also have Paradise Island.
Right.
You have the one and only club, which is like the unique, like an ancestral mansion, and that's very luxury, very small, boutique-y.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole group of inns, Best Western Bayview Suites, Dillard's Guest House, Great Cliffs Hotel, Orange Hill Beach Inn, Paradise Harbor Club and Marina, Paradise Island Beach Club, and Red Carpet Inn. They're like your very small, unique, boutique-y location.
Right.
All right. Then you have Sandals, which also has the offshore island. So you have the Royal Bohemian Spa and Resort, and you have this little out island.
Yeah.
Wyndham Nassau. And then you have Paradise Island Harbor Resort,
mm-hmm.
Paradise Island Beach Club, and the Radisson Club.
Wow.
The other one that I like for families, I think, is great if you don't want to do the Atlantis,
mm-hmm.
is Comfort Suite. You have all the amenities to walk across the street to go to the Atlantis for the day.
Nice.
And you don't have to stay there.
Yeah.
You know, and you have, you know, like I said, Great Cliff Hotel, the Dillard's Guest House. They're like old, old, old. And then this new one that was supposed to open up was Baja Mar.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big, beautiful resort that they just rebuilt and redid the whole area. And they filed bankruptcy, and they haven't really opened. So I feel sorry for anybody who's really been, it's over there by Cable Beach,
yeah.
where they were going to go. And, you know, it's, I don't know what they're going to do. They're trying. China's involved, trying to back them up and get them going again and finish the location. It's a big, huge location. And then you have British Colonial Hilton in Nassau. That's an old, established place. That's right downtown in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great spot. Yeah, okay. They have a really good location. But if you're if you don't want to do the big places, they have a lot of little places.
And the, you come, some of these little places are all on these 700 other islands, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, like Eureka Harbor Island and the Exumas. Exumas has got a sandal. They took over for, I think it was the Ritz-Carlton years ago. I loved it. I mean, it's a very small resort. It's got a fantastic golf course. Anyone looking for a really tough golf course, that's it. I mean, and, you know, like I told you, the town is very quaint. There's a lot of little places around. Mm-hmm. They have Little Exuma, Big Exuma, you know. And I just had a great time there. You know, we hopped go over to another island, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you have Long Island. Remember I was telling you about Long Island?
It's so hard to hear that. It's so hard to hear that. No, it's in the Bahamas. That's so funny.
Yeah, it's got, well, this one is a little different because this one's got some cliffs. It's got the limestone cliffs and the blue holes to explore. It's a little more uninhabited, and it's one of the most scenic islands. So you've probably got a lot of underwater caves to go if you're really into diving.
Yeah.
And it's Ackland's Crooked Island. There's another undeveloped island, fishing enthusiasts, bonefish and tarpon. A lot of coral gardens, drop-off reefs, a lot of great for snorkelers and scuba diving. You want to do a day trip. That's going south. You're going to the end of these islands, okay? The most furthest one is Iagua. Iagua is famous for diverse bird population. It's got a huge national park, and it's home to more than 60,000 flamingos.
Wow.
So if you want to go catch some flamingos in flight or what they're doing,
that's the place
for the day.
So you can swim with the pigs and fly with the flamingos and you're good.
Yes, yes. And then Mayaguana is one of the more isolated of the islands. Mm-hmm. It's a true out island thing. I mean, you really like there's nobody out there. Oh. It's like the end over there out in the water. And you're heading, you know, towards the U.S. Virgin Islands when you're looking at a map.
Wow.
And then you have Rum Cay, San Salvador, is for diving.
Mm-hmm.
It's a monument marking Columbus's landfall there. It's 28 miles southwest of San Salvador is Rum Cay. It's another best-kept secret that nobody knows about. It's kind of like out there, past Long Island and Exumas and Cat Island.
Wow.
And then you have, like, Eureka Harbor Island. Is 110 miles long, and I'm going to tell you something. It's like historical settlements. It's got isolated beaches. It's got the pink sand beaches. That's where everybody likes to go.
Yeah.
That's the island. Yeah. And Abacos is the famous Candy Stripe Lighthouse on Elbow Cay. It's got one of the top 10 beaches in the world. It has a quaint colonial village, historical settlements. Sailing is great. Really goes to, everybody knows about Nassau because the boats go there. Everybody goes to the Grand Bahamas.
Right.
But they really don't touch on anything else.
And
you know?
I'll say it again. I think that Bermuda felt like a safer, a cleaner, consistent place. But what you're
doing. Oh, my God, yeah. If you're willing to take the time and explore and go and do, you know, there's a lot of places to see and a lot of people just do the same ones over and over, just like they go to Jamaica, and they go to Aruba, you know, and they go to Mexico, and they go to Dominican. Haiti is not really getting back at their gear together since the earthquake. They got a lot of problems in Haiti, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't travel there. I'm sorry. It's not safe. They're even saying they're having issues in Nassau with the cruise people being robbed because they're being targeted.
Yep.
So you gotta play it safe to know where you're going, and, you know, and that's why I feel you always have to call a travel agent because they have to stay on top of it. 389935.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right outside of Clinton. Call, make an appointment. And I have a couple of little goodies coming out.
All right.
I know a lot of people are taking kids to the beach. They're always looking for something to go.
Right.
And they've developed a packable pail. It's collapsible. It's made out of silicone. It's called packable pails. In case to go on a trip or easy to go to the beach with the kids.
Wow.
You know?
Yep.
And then, and then Real X Cooling Cap. This is.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mile.